Good morning. Leftover clouds and scattered showers with a batch of energy rolling through interior New York and New England early this morning. It is mild and also muggy to start the day with temperatures largely in the middle and upper 60s. We also have areas of fog with the moisture left over from yesterday's rain. We'll continue to see some scattered showers during the early morning period, tend to dissipate through mid-morning. That will leave us with some breaks of sunshine for the middle part of the day. And this will allow temperatures to climb off our morning lows back through the 70s and into the lower to mid-80s on average for daytime highs. With this increased warmth and humidity already in place, it will set the stage for another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. With some wind energy moving through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, some of the storms could be strong, perhaps even severe, with heavy downpours, but the main risk with these storms will be strong wind gusts as we get deeper into the day. The scattered showers and thunderstorms will last into the evening before diminishing overnight, and as the energy tracks off the eastern seaboard, we'll start a drying trend, and overnight lows will be back into the middle and upper 60s. High pressure will build in behind this system, and skies will be mostly sunny on Friday. The humidity will come down a bit, and temperatures will top out in the mid-80s once again. In fact, that area of high pressure will dominate through the weekend, keeping the weather dry. With sunny skies, we'll be back into the upper 80s on Saturday and even into the lower 90s on Sunday. More energy will head our way from southern Canada and the Great Lakes for the early part of next week, and we'll introduce the chance of thunderstorms back into the forecast for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with highs staying in the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Depression 8 developed in the Gulf of Mexico overnight, tracking west-northwest toward the Texas coast. Heavy showers and thunderstorms will track along the central and eastern Gulf Coast, with locally heavy downpours possible. Slight risk for flash flooding are in place today across the southwestern coast of Florida and the immediate central Gulf Coast. As the tropical depression inches toward Texas on Friday, so does the risk for flash flooding. Tropical Depression 8 is expected to become a tropical storm and make landfall in southern Texas later this weekend. Tropical storm watches are in effect for much of the Texas coast through Saturday morning. The heaviest rainfall totals are forecast to set up along the coastlines, and other potential impacts include coastal flooding and gusty winds. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall is not only expected to occur along the Gulf Coast, as several other regions are at risk for excessive rainfall and severe storms. Today, the most at-risk areas for severe weather here in the Northeast and in the Northern High Plains. Portions of the Mid-Atlantic and Central Appalachians are under a slight risk for flash flooding as more strong to severe thunderstorms roll through that region. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 52 degrees, with a west wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 57 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 9 miles visibility and 68 degrees under mostly cloudy skies, the dew point 68, 100% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with scattered showers and storms near 90. Mostly cloudy in Boston with showers likely in the upper 80s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 64. The average temperature, 75. That's 3 degrees above normal. 14 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. For the month now, 2.25 inches, which is 68 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 16.52 inches for the year, which is 4.98 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1933, 1952, and in 1955, and the record low, 45 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 a.m., sunset this evening 8:25 p.m., 14 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 90s. More showers and storms tonight in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with scattered showers and storms today, highs in the mid-80s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-80s, sunny and warm on Saturday in the upper 80s, more sunshine, lower 90s on Sunday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs averaging in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.